A popular Outcast production.
All right, welcome listeners, our loyal fans, whom we love so very much, to episode 6 of the Girls on Girls podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What the fuck kind of introduction was that to
you? We have a lame one. It's fine.
No. Really quiet welcome and a really quiet welcome.
Ow.
After I'm like, welcome!
Yeah.
Welcome! I hang out with my husband entirely too much.
I hang out with Togs all day.
Yeah, so I'll throw out a little bit of an introduction. I'm hijacking this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Back in the studio, because we're just continuing from episode 5, where we had AJ, in case you didn't listen. And if you didn't listen, go back and listen to episode 5 about tattoos, because it's fucking important.
It's important.
Sort of. Important.
If you care about that sort of thing.
If you care about tattoos, which probably I'm going to assume 90% of the population does, because you probably have them already.
Or you have friends that have more family members.
Right? Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But we decided we're going to let AJ stay, and he's going to turn the tables and ask us questions now.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to hijack your show for a little bit.
This will be entertaining.
Yeah, because we guys sometimes need to have a little bit of an explanation from you women about certain things so that we can get to understand you better, so that we can provide better to you.
Sure. Well, so guys who are listening to this.
I can't even believe I just said it like that, but seriously.
That'll?
You know?
All
right. Yeah. And our lovely producer, Bill.
Hi.
Bill.
He
nice
can
hair.
Ask questions if he so chooses after he's done spraying easy cheese on pineapple.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Did I get you hooked?
Yeah.
Seriously, sweetie, what the fuck?
It's really
you
good.
Taught him that?
Is it real? No, I said,
this
I wonder
is the
what
man
easy cheese
I
would
chose.
Taste like on pineapple.
Do you want to try it?
No. I just want the easy cheese.
I almost want to say that's halfway vulgar, but I'm not the sucker eating.
Hey, what did, oh what God, did you, the, what was it, the pickles and, what was that?
Anyway.
Pickles and peanut butter?
So we'll get back to this right now. First question. First question.
Remember.
You got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
You got my chocolate.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do
Fire
chicks
away.
Naturally assume that dudes talk to dudes like chicks talk to chicks? Like, I understand that when you all get in your little groups that you guys go ahead and you talk about things that you normally wouldn't let guys overhear or want guys to overhear you talking about and stuff like that. But do you guys naturally think that guys sit around and talk like that? Or a broader portion of that question, do you guys think that men's behaviors with friends is similar to women's behaviors with their friends?
I think that the behaviors might be similar.
I'm going to say it varies on a person-to-person basis.
Yeah, but I don't know if they talk about the same topics.
Because, I honestly, I will talk about the same things with women that I do about men.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really differentiate. Like, I'll fucking talk about my vag with anybody who wants to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
That's just because it's a vag.
I'll talk with gay men about it, you know?
Yeah.
Who have no interest
well,
in
Well, I mean, obviously we know that guys don't normally go to the bathroom in packs or anything, so, but I mean,
why do you suppose women do that? That question has to have been posed a million
times. I've never done that.
Times.
I feel weird about peeing when anybody else is near me, so.
Yeah, I've heard of that in women before. I've heard of it in men before.
Yeah, I like to pee alone.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure why, but I've never really had a problem pissing anywhere.
Yeah.
If they let me, I would probably stand outside of the bathroom and piss on the wall. Why do you suppose men are so much more willing to be crass than women are?
I think that varies by person, too.
Yeah, I think that varies by person.
You can take your strangest dude, your most quote-unquote normal guy. Yeah, a guy that maybe some people would say is a nerd or is a clean-cut business guy or a clean-cut wiener, whatever the fuck, just a normal guy. And there's going to be idiosyncrasies to that cat that people would be shocked that he behaves that way. You know, we all have our creepy little shit. You know, chicks all have your creepy little shit. Guys all have our creepy little shit. You don't think so? You don't think chicks have creepy little shit? You don't have creepy little shit, babe? I mean, I know you pretty fucking well, but
everybody's got their thing that they do.
Yeah. But as far as like being crass and whatnot, I think it's, I mean, at least from Western culture standpoint, it's a Western culture thing. It's how we're brought up. Like, women are supposed to be polite and prim and proper for the most part, and guys are, well, that's just how boys are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys will be boys.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but we also have the viewpoint that chicks will be chicks. You know, men have the, there's obviously some level of broad stereotype about women's intelligent levels and stuff like that. I just said intelligent levels. What a dumbass. Awesome. You do point not even have proven. To edit that. I'll take that. You know, but I mean, some stereotypes exist for a reason, and it's because some people live up to those stereotypes. But the frustration goes for both sides, you know? But do chicks have deeper conversations, you think, about maybe this kind of a subject? Do you guys get deep on shit? You ever talk about emotional stuff and whatnot?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I've only had a couple of dude friends that I've ever been with. Dude, I don't have emotions.
You know?
Jeff's the emotional one in our relationship. Oh,
yeah. So he's the one more likely to cry?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I'll take that as an answer. I could see that. I mean, I like Jeff.
I talk about emotional shit. Maybe not necessarily on this podcast, but yeah. I do with
Well, we both other. Do. I mean, you and I have a pretty open line of communication.
Right.
And I'm going to take a while to stab and say Ace and about Jeff have a semi... I mean, I've seen you guys around each other, and you're very natural. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, even if you two were pissed off, most people wouldn't know that you guys were pissed off at each other.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because we talk to each other like fucking adults. We don't let the anger, like...
Bill Fester. And I have gotten a lot better with that, too, and it makes life so much easier when yeah. you're not arguing and screaming at each other
it's
all the time.
It's quite nice like, to not hear you guys talk about killing each other all the time.
Wow.
I'm gonna fucking drown you in a bathtub. Oh my god, I want to do that to you, too.
Aw, sweetie. That's so nice of you that you got me a bath stopper. Yeah, just drown you in the tub!
Sometimes you have to let the hostility just out.
You do.
And... every now and again...
I need to say that I need to kill somebody, and he's the one to do it.
Well, no, you just get mad.
I think you're pretty much answering my next question, Ashley. I was wondering if you guys have as much animosity in life as men do. Because obviously, in terms of male-female, we're the members of the species that would be the protector or the workhorse, whatever you want to call it, the provider, blah, 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 needs to be aggressive, needs to be manly, raw, kill bear, I'm going to choke it out and shit, and then I'm going to skin it with my teeth. Man. Right. But, I mean, chicks have their own things that you guys have to be passionate about. Do you live up to that pressure?
I've always been, as far as, like, bacon Ashley's bringer or whatever.
Bitch.
I am a bitch, and I have always made more money than whatever guy I was dating. Every single time. And that's not coincidence. I just want to be of power. Just a little bit mentally.
Freak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I am 2.0.
That's dominant.
But
you do realize that means we all know now that you have a bondage rack in the basement and there's a bunch of cufflinks sized for Bill's wrist.
Actually, not really.
That's too bad.
Not yet.
You guys should really give that a shot. I would say give it a fucking shot. Dude, you guys make it to the 10-year mark, hook it the fuck up, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Let her take care of you, dude. There is nothing like heels on your ball sack.
You're right. See, there is nothing like heels on your ball sack.
But I think, for the most part, like, I don't know, I am the more dominant person.
And aggressive?
Like, yeah, like, I've got anger issues. And
I mean, we all know that women go at it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean sexually, I mean punching, kicking, pulling hair and all that shit, scratching eyeballs out. Mm-hmm. We've all seen pseudo-reality television. We know what you women do, sort of, when you're on camera. But when you're off camera, are you guys really that pissed, you know?
I don't like
those chicks are really that pissed.
I have gotten pissed enough that I have gotten fights. Physical fights.
That's good.
But not over anything bitchy.
Fighting is important.
Not over anything bitchy. It was like bullying, one of those things. She was just being a fucking ass.
Putting somebody in their place.
And
so you chicks do that kind of stuff,
too. I finally had enough of it. But,
what do you got to say on that one, Lauren?
I've never been in a fight.
That was in high school, though.
Yeah, I mean...
That was a while ago.
It's okay.
It's kind of good, though. I mean...
I talk a lot of shit, and nobody ever really fucked with me because everybody thought I was badass, but I was just kind of like...
I'm going to say I probably had the same situation.
They don't know that secretly, if somebody...
What?
This is going to bum me out if moving, but everything else is moving.
So we are, in fact, recording. We just lose, like, okay. Oh, Jesus, God, no. That was terrifying.
What? Don't...
Somebody needs to fire the tech
blame
guy.
Blame me.
Who hired this fucker? Did you vet him?
What?
What kind of vetting process did you put this clown through?
Vet?
Zero.
None.
Vet?
What is that?
Vet to, like, learn about his abilities, vetting, question him, interview him, you know. What's his resume say?
We just knew a guy who hooked us up.
He lived in my house.
Okay.
And he was very convenient.
So how does it that women go ahead and live with this, you guys, sometimes you want to be the strong, independent one. You don't want anybody to help you. And then there's other times that you want the help. How are we supposed to know when the fucking help?
I will tell you.
Please do.
I do. I'm just like, and Phil can tell you, like, I left for work and I'm like, can you just please take the trash out? Like, just this one time. Because I normally do it. I'm actually the one who normally, I mean, stereotypically, the man always takes out the trash. I don't know why that is. I am capable.
Because it's heavy lifting, Ashley.
I can take out the damn trash. I don't know. Anyway.
It is just trash.
But yeah, like, I'll let you know when I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't tell you I need help, I probably don't.
Yeah. All right. Keep going.
But as far as women go, I don't know.
I don't know about other people in general.
I don't know how you're supposed to guess. As far as, like, men, like, women, if you're a woman listening, you should really just tell them.
Yeah, learn to communicate. Communication.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't just assume that they know that.
Who do you think is more honest in a relationship, the men or the women?
That depends on the person. I'm going
to
say that
varies on a relationship to relationship basis.
Yeah. It's totally dependent on the person.
I've been with fucking lying dickbags before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you ever notice that men deal with their insecurities different than women deal with their insecurities? And that's why I think there is a difference.
See, I don't even know if
I don't know if
that's true, because I think it varies by person.
I more than you do in terms of that.
Yeah, because you're also a lot more verbal than I am.
Yeah, I like to blather. Yeah. You just let it fester, and then you blow up, and you smash shit, and turn on the KitchenAid mixer, and threaten to put my hands in it.
That I'm starting to do what I do at home, where he just talks and I'm thinking of something completely different in my head, so I don't even know what he's saying half the time.
That's good. 99% of what comes out of my mouth is fucking nonsense anyhow.
So the KitchenAid thing didn't happen?
No. That might have been a dream. I don't know. It's probably...
Do you guys even have... He bought me a mixer, yes.
Yeah, I want a KitchenAid mixer.
I bought her a pimp mixer.
Oh, seriously.
Not because I wanted her to use it right away. I just knew that someday she was going to use it.
You're going to need this for something.
Okay, she's used it twice, so bam.
And you give me appliances, I'm your best friend.
It's already paid for itself. Maybe I got some cookies out of it at one time. I don't even know.
Maybe.
It was a while ago.
It doesn't matter. Not
still
really.
Still got cookies.
So, questions, come on.
Wow, I was put on the spot, and now I'm supposed to just be churning it out.
Yeah, you wanted to hijack the episode, and all you're doing is blathering.
Feel like Harold Sparks on that Stephanie Miller program in the morning. He does that shit. It's really good. Let's see. What else do we want to know about you guys? What were we just on? Because I feel like that was a broader topic. And I didn't... My notes just got blown away by the AC unit, so I don't
talking
even know where
like
they are.
Insecurities and how women, yeah, deal, with
how women right. deal with their insecurities. Because a lot of your insecurities are probably not only brought on by your own self, but, I mean... Your environment has so much to do with it. And men's environment, in terms of the way we're supposed to act versus the way you guys are perceived as supposed to act, is different.
Well, do you think that... I don't know. I don't really know if men have... I know that women generally have body issues. I know a lot of women that are obsessed with the way that... You know, if they don't look perfect, then they...
And for the record, men have body issues too, but they deal with their body issues. They manifest themselves differently than they do in a woman. Keep in mind that I am not scientifically... I am no expert to where I should be talking about that, I guess. But from what I've seen, from friends, then I know that... I mean, there's dudes that aren't necessarily happy with their bodies... And they're maybe they're oversized and whatnot. But when chicks are unhappy with their bodies, wow, dude, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah,
you know they're gonna stomp guts. Men don't take it as hard. When they don't like themselves, they fucking just go home and eat the chips and the ice cream, and they don't really worry about it beyond that. Apparently, I don't know either. You're the chicks, women. Sorry, my bad. Every now and then I do correct myself. I keep myself from saying chicks. or calling
it
women
dudes. It
doesn't
bother me.
Like, it doesn't bother me either.
Ladies, girls, chicks, yeah. women, females, broads, whatever.
You also don't fit the typical mold. Not one of the three of you fits a mold of what women are generally expected to behave as.
I've never wanted to fit in a mold.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a positive thing, in my opinion. From my perspective, I wouldn't want a chick that fits into a mold in the first place. But I do remember the first time my best bud was talking to my mother, and they were talking about Lauren, and it was shortly after we had gotten together. And Ed said to her, because my mom said she's such a wonderful, nice girl, she's so lovely, blah, 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 which it's kind of true. But Ed just started laughing, and he said, and she talks like a sailor, and my mom couldn't believe that Lauren had a yap on her, you know? So the next thing you know, Ed's trying to explain to my mom about all the different shit that comes out the girl's mouth. And it was so funny. My mom laughed her ass off, and it was cool. It was good. And without even trying, she won her over. So, I mean, it's not that a woman has to be all polite and curtsy and all that kind of dumb shit, you know? You just have to be real. I think that helps. Yeah. What's the easier situation? What's the easiest situation to be real in? Obviously, hanging out with friends, sure.
Yeah, that's the obvious one.
What about when you come into a work situation? You know,
that's a hard one.
If you're in retail, it's really easy to not be real because you kind of have to. Which is what I hated about retail so much. Like I hated feeling like I almost had to be fake to do my job well.
Have you all done retail?
Yep.
I'm in it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had to deal with it, so I don't know.
You do essentially. You get handed a big stack of papers, and this is what you have to be, and this is what your job's going to be. Mm. And unfortunately,
greet every customer with a smile on your face.
Yeah,
that actually doesn't sound very interesting, though.
Not, that's terrible. Not essentially. I like where I am because I get to work with pets.
Mm.
So I actually love my job.
You're not actually out on the sales floor.
No, I'm not on the sales floor. I don't have to sell anything. But learning how to sell yourself is kind of interesting because you're not actually selling yourself. You're selling what you think that the company wants you to be, and you're selling what you think that that customer is going to want.
Mm. So what kind
of
message?
So you have to mold yourself around that.
Totally getting off topic of that, but what kind of message you give to a young girl, seeing as how the three of you are all more or less on the alternative side of womanhood? You know, you're all accepting of things that are generally speaking outside the norm. Your understanding of those things as well. The application of your knowledge of those things works for each of your walk of life. I think I said that right.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, how does that work?
What would we say to like a younger...
Yeah, I mean, what
person?
What kind of advice do you give that young girl? Sans how, like I said, you're on the outs looking in for the most part. You don't fit the mold. You broke the mold. So what kind of advice do you give that person? How do you tell that person to think for themselves?
Well, it's going to be hard, for one. You're going to get a lot of shit from general society about who you are and the way you look, but...
Especially if you're in fucking high school.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, that's the worst part.
Well,
like,
how do you
just
get
getting
through that,
how do you,
through your example or whatever, how do you go ahead and let that girl know that it's okay to just be you? You know, just by being you.
Yeah. Understand, well, especially with the high school situation, like, understand that high school will end.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to have to see those people ever. And
for
that,
some people,
that
it
amount
ends.
Of time.
Not for all of us.
I don't know.
Us.
You go down downtown Steelings Grove on any given night of the week, it's a fucking class reunion at BOTS.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But it doesn't have to. Like, if you're out of the norm and you don't feel like you fit in, you can leave that and never look back. Like, you just
I'm
have to deal with 4 years of such a little bit of time. And then once you're out of it, just keep your head down while you're there. Be who you're
the
there.
Is the fucking bomb when you're an alternative, air quotes, style person.
Yeah, type
you will find like-minded people, and you will make some of the best friends of your life in a college scenario. And college isn't for everybody. I fully understand that.
Yeah, but for the record, even if you fuck off college, you still end up growing. It's a matter of whether you recognize that growth. I got to put that out there.
Yeah,
but it's just high school's over. Like, start your life path whatever that may be, you're going to find people similar to you. Like, the three of us are from slightly different age groups, but we were able to find each other. And
right. Just through.
You make it sound so fucking Wizard of Oz, though, dude.
No.
But it's true. That's a good thing.
Life you're going to find connections to like-minded people.
Yeah, and, right.
Yeah. So you flow with the idea of the whole we're all energy and that's what pulls us. I had a friend tell me a long time ago about how you get out of life what you want, and every circumstance, every person that's involved in your life is there because you actually need them to be there. Whether you realize that or not, that you've got that connection. You've got that pool.
Might be shit in the beginning, but there's going to be a payoff at some point.
Yeah, you'll learn something from it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Who do you think learns more? Who do you think pays better attention to relationships, men or women?
I think women, but probably. That's just because I am one.
Probably women on that one, but
I'm going to say probably women as well. I don't know if a lot of dudes would admit to that, but there are not a lot of dudes that I know that really pay a lot of attention to their relationships with chicks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck whether those guys would admit that or not. There's a lot of men out there that don't know how to
communicate.
Yeah, so. I mean, in general, there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to communicate, but most of the time it's dudes. But I think that's just because they're told that they're not allowed to express feelings, they're not to have any feelings, because otherwise that's a sign of weakness. I would like to think that a dude that's in touch with his feelings, you know, knows what's up.
Yeah.
And as long as, even if you've got minimal feelings, I know that sounds weird, huh? Yeah, but even if you're not the deepest cat, you know, as long as you know why it's there and what's there and you can express it, talk about it, that just is a sign that you're in touch with yourself. You know, I touch myself. Did I really just say that?
Yes, you did.
Fuck me. Wow. Yeah. So, you being a new mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Newer mother. How old is Morgan now?
3.5.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
She's like 2.
Nah, dude, I've been married for 5 fucking years now.
Steph and Brian's kids, too, right? Already.
Fuck. Holy fuck.
Right?
And I've only been married for a year.
Yeah.
Not even a year.
Not even.
I mean, we're for 10. That kind of matters. Almost 11. I like to put that out there. Almost 11, yeah. Yeah.
But you were going off on the new mom tangent or something?
Yeah, a new mom, man. That's just fucking crazy for me to witness. Yeah. I just never would have thought you'd have a kid.
For a long time, I didn't either. Like, I was very against the idea of having kids and whatnot.
Were you and Jeff scared shitless? Dude, if I was to have a kid, I'd be scared shitless. No lie. That's another life that you're responsible for. That's fucking heavy, dude.
It's heavy. It's a fucking... It's a commitment. Yeah, like,
Now, let me ask you this. If I remember correctly, you guys were actually married first before I ever got pregnant. Okay. Or something close to that anyway. Or it was going to happen.
I've got stories, but we can touch on that later.
I don't really care. I'm going to forget anyhow. Shit, what was I going to ask? That was a really good question I was going to ask, too. Oh, yeah.
We were married.
Were you guys scared
kids?
Shitless? You know?
Basically, yeah. Like,
I know I would be.
It had been over a month since I had gotten a period. So we decided, you know, why not? Like... I had never really had, like, a regular cycle, so we didn't think anything of it until, like, the 2-month mark.
Mm.
So we're just like, we should probably check this out. And went, got, like, a take-home test, did it, came out, and I was like, you wanna look at this? And Jeff was just like, ugh.
We're gonna be
and just, like,
and
melted into the floor. I was like, all right, now, what the fuck do we do? What do we do? What is the game plan?
Do you think it's easier to have the kid, or easier to have give it up for adoption, or easier just to abort it? What do you think the easy decision is there?
There is no easy decision. That's
you don't think?
No, because on the one hand,
keep in mind that I realize it's a life that we're talking, or rather, even a potential life, in my opinion. We're talking about a potential life here.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, you know, it is easy because the repercussions are pretty minimal at that point, you know.
It's
as long as you can keep your emotions out of it. Most people
don't think
of it that way.
It's a tough decision.
I would imagine that like, to, like, it's not the actual procedure, but the thoughts surrounding it. Because people's brains just never stop
working. And it's... All right, I'm going to go into a story that nobody knows.
Wow. This is breaking news.
This is breaking news.
This is heavy shit, dude.
Jeff and I were together for maybe a month or two. We knew we wanted to do, you know, make this long term. We were pretty crazy about each other, and we made some stupid choices, and I got pregnant. And I was 21, almost 22. Jeff had just turned 20. And we were just like, you know, we thought long and hard about it. It's like, we can't do this. We can't let this be the determining factor of our relationship. So it was a very tough decision, but talked to family planning, went to Harrisburg, and took care of it, more or less. And it was hard. Like, it's personal experience. It's not an easy decision to decide whether or not you're gonna keep it.
Yeah.
It's rough, but I mean, you have to do what is best for you and mm-hmm. for the situation you're in. Like, I was still in school. Jeff was looking at going back to school, and there's no way we could have supported a kid that early in our relationship.
Yeah. Well, you see, I'm going to be a little blunt. To me, that's an easy choice, you know?
It was, but it wasn't, because we had talked, like, we wanted to, you know, have kids down the road, and it's like, well, you know, what if this is, like, the only chance we get at it? What if, like, something happens and one of us is, like, sterile when we decide we want to have kids, or, like, we can't have kids at some point? Like, what if this is our one and only shot?
You suppose what it's do we just do? Because I'm really not much of a kid fan that I just say, well, who gives a shit? So you don't get to have fucking kids. There's enough goddamn kids on the planet. So you don't get to have one. Go adopt one if you really got to have a little kid running
adopt,
around.
Adoption, you know?
I'm sure.
It's a fucking way. Chore to get either done way. For one.
Yeah. Either way. All right, so let me get... I really wanted to go ahead and talk about stuff to try and figure out what the differences were and shit, but I think more than anything, I keep realizing that... it's always an individual matter, whether
really
you're a
is.
Guy or a woman, no matter what the fucking topic is. We're all unique in simple perspectives, and that's what makes us all different. And all I wanted to do, all I wanted to do was, yeah, all I wanted to do is compare men and women's behaviors, not necessarily getting scientific, but just kind of, you know, just an exchange of general idea. And every single thing keeps coming back to it's an individual.
It is.
You know?
It depends.
It's different
like,
for that person.
Everybody's
it's
raised
be different
differently.
For a circumstance. I have had friends, female friends in the past that have had abortions, and some of them were very forthright in admitting that it really wasn't a question. The moment they found out, they knew it had to be done. You know, the one girl was like fucking 14. She's like, there's no way. She's like, and I was at a party, and I was loaded, and I thought it would be fun. She's like, I remember it. You know, I wasn't completely out of whack. I remember what was going on. I know I was fucking.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how long.
And it's that it can be a clear decision, but it doesn't mean that it's an easy one. Because it is, you are dealing with life or potential life, and there is still such a stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
And the worst was the place we went to in Harrisburg is right next to a fucking church. And there was
convenient.
A random crazy church guy standing in the parking lot trying to stop everybody who was going into the clinic.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's easy when you're not taking a walk in that person's life. You know, when you're not wearing their shoes, when you're not having to make your decision. And I don't know if not a lot of people realize this, but there's a big difference between pro-life and pro-birth. Now,
yes.
I realize that I'm also just a numbnut dumbass artist, but I think there's a big difference between wanting all of the little babies to be made
mm-hmm.
and wanting those babies to be made and then seeing that they grow well, seeing that they are taken care of on some level, seeing that they are provided for early on.
A lot
not
of people
abused,
are just
not neglected.
Pro-birth, like that's the big thing. It's like they want to take money away from Planned Parenthood and consequently away from welfare.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, you're not pro-life because you're taking those kids' lives away from them.
See, I think that the big deal is I don't think people understand if when you're trying to go ahead and limit the abortion rights issue, I don't think that they understand that people are gonna fuck. They're gonna do it.
It's true.
It's gonna happen.
I mean, we are animals. We are programmed to do it. We're gonna make mistakes, and I mean,
and making abortion illegal isn't gonna make it go away. No. It's just gonna make it seedy and
just
well.
Not good.
It's gonna bring a lot of it's gonna bring a lot of little ones into the world potentially that are not going to be provided for.
Yeah.
You know, if there are people out there who think that society is taxed right now with providing for people of lesser means, then imagine what's going to happen when those people have no way to provide for more babies that they make. You know, yeah. No matter who it is, I don't care. I mean, that's not even an issue of race. That's a fact across the board that human beings fuck and they have babies when they fuck. It's not a miracle or any kind of amazing circumstance that arose.
Yeah, fuck at the right time, you're going to get a baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. More often than not. It does happen where it doesn't happen.
It's mating.
I mean, dude, I mean, that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
We're no different than the turkeys and the baboons, and I don't like really thinking that we are. But when we lose sight of that, that's, I think we get lost.
I think that George Carlin quote was that a lot of people who call themselves pro-life are actually, or anti-abortion, are not that, but in fact, they're just anti-woman. They want to make sure that women, to a degree, are like,
and
you have to do these things that we tell you
to do. To a degree that in fact,
I'm
yes,
not saying
that is
everybody's like that, obviously.
No, I know. And, like, being pro-choice is not being pro-abortion either. Like,
right.
Correct.
I'm neutral on it. Like, I understand in some situations it's necessary, but, I mean, I think we need to have the choice.
Yeah,
like,
it needs to be there.
Yeah, I don't
it needs
mean
to be an
actually
option.
Degraded by this, but it really is just a choice. Because you can choose to drink alcohol, or you can choose not to drink alcohol. You can choose to smoke cigarettes. You can choose not to smoke cigarettes. Either choice has circumstances. They have
consequences.
Yeah, there's consequences to all those decisions.
Is there an actual... This was an interesting discussion. We had this at work the other day where her argument, the girl's argument was, what if people just keep getting abortions and keep getting abortions and keep getting abortions? Is there an actual, do you think there's an actual instance, because that kind of blew my mind, like, that people are continuing to do it. Is that even allowed? Like, do the clinics actually allow you to have, like, that many? Or do, like, they start putting
you...
You
do have to sign paperwork. There is, the more you have, the less likely you will be able to conceive and carry a child to full term.
Okay. So there's
yeah, so
not a limit on
the
child.
The more you abort,
I don't think there's a limit.
The less likely your junk's gonna work.
Yeah.
Right.
That's basically, they, no.
But they
as
make
far
you sign,
I
like,
know,
an agreement.
Yeah, it's like, I understand what I'm... It's basic, with any serious medical procedure, you have to sign, to an extent, a waiver.
I mean, I don't know if there's actually... that argument kind of made me think a little bit, because are there actually... I don't know. Are there actually people who do that? Like, is that...
Yes, some people mm-hmm. rely on that as birth control, yeah. which is ridiculous, because abortions are so expensive. It is
and
so much
B's
cheaper to go
now,
fucking
so
buy condoms. Like,
or just plan B.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Like, that's what I don't understand, too. Like,
or
why
take three birth control pills, because it's the same thing as plan B pill.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it
is. It's like, just a very high dosage
I don't agree with
of
hormonal birth control, but that's,
from ovulating.
That's a topic yes. for another time. But,
yeah, like...
It just jacks your system, basically.
Yeah, it does.
Interesting. My favorite form, as far as birth control goes, if we could get into that a little bit, maybe.
I would love to. There's nothing that pumps my nads more than listening to chicks talk about birth control. I cannot believe
this isn't
I
your podcast.
This episode. Yeah, I forgot about
man,
that.
Man, this is like quickly turned.
You need your own podcast.
No.
This is fascinating,
no,
actually.
Not.
I like
but
all
yeah,
this.
Getting back to this.
Shoot. As far as birth control goes, like, I've tried a few different kinds, and as far as, like, you gotta kind of pick the one that's right for you. Mm-hmm. I personally do not want to have any kids. I have absolutely no plans on having kids.
That's
and
fine.
If I ever do decide to, I would probably want to adopt, because I think that would just be the better option.
As long as you have the money. It's fucking
right.
expensive.
And that kids are also very expensive.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'd be willing to bet you that you could find some tweaked out crack whore and just be like, yeah, I noticed that you're pregnant. How about I just give you $50 and when that baby's born, I can have your baby.
Yeah, but then you have a crackhead
baby. Oh, yeah, then
baby.
You have a crackhead baby. Fuck! cause and effect. I tell you, that rule just
it comes gets me all every time. The time.
Every time.
Well, anyway,
but my favorite so far that I've tried, I've tried the pill, tried the shot, the Depo Provera shot, and I've also tried. I'm currently on Mirena. I fucking love that shit. Like, it was a bitch to get in because once you're on the shot for like three, like I was on it for like 3 years, it shrank my cervix enough. Oof. So like it hurt like hell to get in.
Now does that make fucking better? A smaller cervix?
I don't think so. That I've noticed. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know any of my anatomy down there, by the way. None of that. I know
that. That is so unfortunate. We will know that later.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Do we need to break out the hand mirror?
I think the female anatomy is kind of gross. Like, periods are disgusting to me. I don't like pregnancy. I don't like any of that. Considering
that you don't bleed out for the whole month, you got a lot of window to check that shit out.
Well, I don't actually...
Dude, can I just tell you...
I haven't had a period in like 4 years.
A pussy, a vagina, okay snatch, that. Whatever, right. Cooch, is awesome. They're awesome. And I'm always bummed out when I find out that there are dudes that can't eat their chick out or eat a chick out and give them an orgasm because they don't know what the fucking clit is. Like, dude, I'm sorry. I was 10 years old looking through Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler. I knew what a clit was. You know? Man. I mean, what is wrong with people that don't... I mean, dude, it kind of makes the whole thing worth doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah. So now I'm a little puzzled. I love like, him I'm, so I'm pretty, much.
But I'm surprised. Now, our body piercer at the tattoo shop I worked at, he actually had a woman come in and she didn't know what her clit was. And that surprised me.
That is surprising.
Okay, so you actually
I know that much.
You know what that is.
I know that much.
Good girl.
We'll get on the internet. We'll pull up some diagrams.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
We'll make it out of it.
Yeah, we'll get you through the rest of the anatomy.
I've tried.
All right, girls. Class is in session.
But anyway, the reason that that surprises me, especially if you're talking about what type of a device are you using now? Yeah, is that
it's an IUD.
Is that an IUD?
Yeah.
You want to hear what's funny? The only reason I know that is because I get my education from fucking DirecTV. Commercials. Nice. You think I actually know what a fucking IUD is? Hell no. But, so, get on with your IUD stuff.
So, has to go up through the cervix and it sits in your uterus. And you leave it there for 5 years.
Yeah, I've also tried just about every form of birth control other than Norplant, because that shit scares me.
What is Norplant?
It's just the shit they put, like, under your skin.
Oh, yeah, no, that freaks me out.
Yeah,
I wasn't into that.
Yeah, I would think that you're getting microchipped.
Yeah.
They tell you that you're putting them...
Well, like, that's basically, no, like, that is what they do. There's GPS in your skin.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I've got, like, legit issues, and, like, hormonal birth control made me fucking crazy bitch.
You think dudes would do birth control if it wasn't just, you know, we stick our wiener in a sheath.
They are making male birth control.
Like pills?
I think it's a pill. As far as that goes, it's actually slightly more likely to take that.
A guy will be more likely to take a pill.
Basically, it'll cut down your sperm count, and you might not be able to have kids for a while, but they're starting to do it.
Imagine if what they were doing was, well, what we're going to do is we're going to put a block all the way up your urethra. It's going to allow urine out, but it won't let sperm out. So after you bust a nut, you got to pull that plug out and put a new one in. Can you imagine if that's what we had to do? If men had to do that for birth control,
like
you
think a single kind motherfucker... Of thing.
Yeah. I mean, if we had to shove this thing up our urethra and that was going to plug something, but it was going to allow some through, but not the other stuff because it's gunky.
That's what obviously. A sponge was, like, back in the day. Yeah,
the sponge.
You had to...
Well, women also don't pee out their vaginas, so...
Well, yeah,
that's true. Here's another question I have for y'all. Have any of you guys ever had a dude using a dental dam on you?
Or never saran an actual wrap? Dental dam, but after I had given birth, you know, my bits are all jacked and, you know, whatever. Couldn't have, like, actual sex until I got my doctor's consent. So, Jeff and I made
do. You are never having a baby, babe.
With,
I know that.
All right.
Some
it's already been established.
Okay.
And we got our groove on with that.
Okay. And it worked.
What is a dental dam?
Did we discuss this?
I feel like we have. It's
kind of, we did.
It's like a very thin latex sheet.
Oh, right.
You put lube on the other side and you can fucking jazz around a vag like nobody's business.
I guess the reason I wanted to ask is because then that way I would find out if... Because I saw them. And I saw one and this woman flopped it out on a table and I looked at it and I thought, dude, I don't... I'm good, but I don't think I could get a chick off with that fucking thing down there. I think that would ruin the moment. Saran wrap would be fun, especially when you wrap the whole body in Saran wrap. You ever been to a Saran wrap party? Saran wrap parties are a lot of fun.
I'll put it on my list.
A lot of fun.
Seriously?
A lot of fun. Yeah, wow. You can wear as much or as little Saran wrap as possible. I had a
fall. He must have done this a long time ago, because I know nothing
about Saran wrap parties. I mean, it was a while ago, but it wasn't like a long time ago. That makes me sound really, really, really old. I'm getting gray, but I'm not that old. But yeah, I was wondering about the dental dam because I thought that that was a real mood killer. You know?
The important thing is
that's as bad as Barry Manilow coming on the radio at the wrong moment.
Lube so that it slides over the bits as much as possible.
It's a square sheath of vinyl, rubbery, floppy shit.
Well, if you're concerned about getting throat cancer from HPV, I mean,
I'm not.
All right.
Don't care.
Well, I mean, if you're...
I will gladly take throat cancer to eat pussy till I'm dead.
Basically, I don't think...
Are you shitting me?
It is.
So basically, AJ did not listen to the previous episodes.
Yeah, AJ listened to a podcast. No. It's funny.
What's a podcast?
What are you doing?
They're for safe oral cunnilingus. You know, but
that word cracks me up.
You ever see the SNL skit Colonel Angus?
Yes. No, but it sounds good.
Love it. It's with Christopher Walken. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I love Christopher Walken.
And early in our relationship, he might be a little embarrassed that I'm talking about this, but I don't give
a
shit.
To hear this.
Do it. Throw him under the bus. We want to know.
You know, you fuck a lot when you're first with someone.
Yeah.
You know, I introduced Jeff to the Colonel Angus sketch, and you know, it's fucking hilarious because it is. And he would, you know, start getting frisky with me, and he would say something to the effect of, I think it's time for a visit from the colonel.
That is sweet.
Yes.
Who would have ever thought?
Awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. Jeff. Yeah. Throw down on that shit.
Oh,
that was
man.
Good.
He is great for some of his
So he likes throwing Ron Jeremy-esque one-liners out there?
Oh, yeah.
I always admired Ron Jeremy in the old-school 80s porn because he always had the best one-liners.
I was...
Really
yeah, you can't go wrong.
There's a couple of things going on. I have a hood piercing, whatever. It's out there in the ether now. Who cares?
Which, basically, for all of you that don't understand, it means that the hoodies that we all wear with the zippers and stuff,
yes.
Hers has a ring in the top.
Yep, we'll go with that. and I was the first girl Jeff ever had an oral experience with.
You were the first one he ever munched out on?
Yep.
Okay.
And he was actually pretty good from the get-go, but...
Yeah. Dude, I firmly believe it's as instinctual as the whole pelvis pump thing going on. Dude, I mean, as soon as you look at it, you're just like, dude, I want to shove my face in that. I mean, provided it's not like some gnarly, hairy fucking jungle muff. Like, if it looks like Jeff's head, or... Bill's head. Yeah, that's kind
of
scary.
But two of the best liners was, afterwards... He was like, because apparently the jewelry was a great help. He was like a roadmap. It was like, you are here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And then telling his friends about it later, he was like, man, I fucking love eating pussy. It's like a game and I win.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I do not understand.
I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, dear.
I don't understand men who don't do it. But then I don't.
Oh my God, no.
But what I don't understand too is like the women who are okay with that.
Yep. I have a friend.
No.
It's not okay, man. I'm not okay with that.
It's not fucking okay.
It's not. Okay.
You need to do that, and if you don't do that, then don't expect head.
Yeah.
Well on that front,
or anything.
I'm not gonna lie. I getting blown is a wonderful thing. That's great. I dig it. I dig the shit out of it. But I'd rather be eating pussy. I really would.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'd rather eat pussy than get my dick sucked. And 69's pretty fucking sweet too. But
do you prefer to be the top or the bottom?
Because it's like I'm trying to.
That's an interesting question.
I'm burned out in Polish, so occupying my mind with two things. Hey, my wiener's getting hummed on, and I've got this dripping wet snatch in my face. This is awesome, but. which one do I focus on at the moment? You gotta bounce back and forth. You gotta bounce
it's
back and forth.
Thing, it's a good thing, but I'm also mentally. In the same position. It's just like, I don't know, there's mentally. Too much shit going on!
Thank you. Here's the thing. Like, I'm full contact rug muncher. So, there's a whole lot of stuff going on with me alone. Like, I've got activities and things, you know? That's what you're supposed to be doing. There's a lot of shit to pay attention to down there. You're just not sitting there lapping it like your fucking dog drinking out of a bowl. You know, that's not the purpose. So yeah, you got some real estate
hands
to take
in there.
You got some hands
doing
in there.
Shit.
You got to cover some real estate all the way around. You got to work some other areas. You got to rub this. You got to rub that. You got to tickle that. You got to. I'm just saying, there's stuff going on. And if I'm getting my wiener blown at the same time, I feel like I'm jipping her. I'm not giving her the 100% experience.
Lauren's like just loving
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
So which would you prefer as far as the 69 thing? As far as I'm. A man's standpoint.
Yeah, do you prefer to top or bottom?
Bottom, definitely. I'd prefer that.
Yeah, that works better for me, too.
Yeah. I feel like it's too awkward having, like, a dick hanging in your face.
Yeah.
You can't move your head. Yeah. Like, my head is easier for
a girl to go down so far.
Yeah.
And it's easier for a girl to be on top, because you have, like, you can use your arms better.
Yeah.
In terms of what we're doing while we're down on our backs, we're not talking Brazilian jiu-jitsu here. You know what I mean?
Doing capoeira down there.
Yeah. For me anyway, I definitely prefer to be on my back. And that's probably part of it also, is the fact that, fuck, I'm just not that submissive. I don't know that I like being in that kind of a position. I'm a little bit more dominant. So, yeah.
That's okay with me.
I'd rather just throw on her back, pin her fucking knees to her ears, and start rumping. That's what's going on. Yeah.
I dig it.
But I'm not sure about the guys who don't like eating out. My guess is that they've gone out on too many rotten salmon pussies. And maybe they need to make their chicks, like, clean up or something first. I don't know.
Jeff and I recently got a whole book on, like, oral sex techniques. And it's, like, it's overcoming some of that, like, you know, your partner doesn't like to do it or whatever. And it's just like, well, take a shower together. Get all sexy in the shower
first. I don't know why that's not obvious.
Right?
You ever notice that, like, when you're listening to somebody talk about relationship help, I feel like some of this stuff is pretty fucking obvious, dude. And I'm a moron. You know, outside of Lauren and I have not one single solid, happy, healthy fucking relationship from start to finish or any of that, you know?
Well, so if you did, like, you'd still be in them.
No, not necessarily. I mean, maybe me moving and them not being able to move might have caused the separation. I mean, sometimes it's not necessarily that people hate each other and that's why they break up or whatever. Unfortunately for me, it was that way.
Yeah.
Or fortunately, take your pick. I don't know.
it was unfortunate at the time.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. It has to happen. What were we
Everything's
just
a learning
about,
experience.
What were
how,
we just talking about?
How sex advice should just be fucking obvious.
Yeah. There's things that I hear people talk about, and I question in my own mind. I say, well, dude, how the hell do you not know
that
that's there and that pulling those lips apart and playing with shit, or even grabbing your balls and pulling on them, or pushing on your prostate area gives you a stronger ejaculation? Like, how the fuck do people not play with themselves and know?
There's, like, it's the stigma, like, around touching yourself, especially for girls. Like, you don't do that. That's dirty. You're going to ruin yourself for, you know, your future husband.
See, that concerns me, because that means that we're not even willing to be naughty with ourselves by ourselves. Like, we don't even trust ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't even trust our own fragile fucking psyche to explore our own bodies. Yeah. There was some, I don't know if well, I know for a fucking fact, I'm not going to quote this exactly, but there was a little Buddhist story. You know, monks in their little, wherever the hell they do their thing. And the one was about ready to get ready to say, I'm going to leave this world, you know, say sayonara. And he gave the next guy down, he gave him his bowl and the spoon. They all had their own bowl and their own spoon. And he gave him his stuff. He said, this is my gift to you, all this and that. And for some reason, there was some type of an uncomfortable exchange between them. And it was all based on, according to the lead monk, you've never seen my body in all the years that we've been here. He said, here, take my robes. You now take over, blah, blah, blah. It's my body and it'll be gone and it'll decompose and all that shit. What the fuck was my point? Oh, exploring yourself.
Yeah.
Like, how does that not happen? You know, how does a person not?
Well,
a stigma? Well, I'm locked in my bedroom, man. Big brother ain't there. There's no cameras. Dude, if I got a little chub, I'm rubbing it out.
And okay. Again, you know, it's all personal. Like, some people like that.
I wonder if there's young people that, like, didn't get a hard-on when they were 8 or 9 when they saw their teacher's cleavage the first time.
I don't know.
I don't know. That for
maybe that guy should have known that maybe he was gay.
That's possible, well, too.
That's a whole different topic.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, maybe so. But I know, I mean, I had some ugly fucking teachers, dude, with big titties.
But still.
And when we saw cleavage, it was like, dude, did you see so-and-so's tits today? Fuck, they're huge. Mm-hmm. And we were like 8 or 9. Yeah. And it wasn't like I was trying to tag it or anything like that. It's just like, boobs. You're really like seeing boobs. It rocks.
Yeah.
And for all you youngsters out there that might be listening, Playboy's not going to teach you about sex, and it's not going to teach you about eating pussy like I was talking about.
It's going to teach you...
Because they don't really show you the cooch. They don't show you spread lips. You need Hustler and Penthouse. Those are the ones. And from what I understand, Sherry has moved up in the world today. Club. And High Society and Club. Those are good publications as well.
Honestly...
I'm just saying, dude, if you want to know...
I don't think today's kids are picking up magazines. What the fuck is wrong with that? I think they're going on that thing that you don't know about, the internet.
The internet, seriously? There's free porn everywhere.
They're saying way more than that.
Dude.
You know what, though? It's so much more
difficult to care. You forget about the internets?
All those webs.
There are titties everywhere.
Yeah, but back in like our
So day. Basically what y'all are telling me is technology is going to make the younger generation men better fuckers.
It might.
Maybe.
But that there's also this thing that like...
You say might. You better
well-known
hope for womankind.
Mainstream porn is shit. It's not going to teach you anything. You got to find like this seedy amateur shit. That is how real people fuck.
Yeah.
Real people don't fuck like they do in videos from Vivid or Wicked or any of the high.
Yeah, because if you watch any of those videos, like they're just lapping. It's
videos,
never anything.
The videos that
technical.
People watch in order to get off, I think, are more so that you can see what's going on.
It is. That's all
like,
about what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I also think you have to understand that part of porn is the fun of it all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
As long
as
you can separate that.
When you pick up a movie called Kung Fu Pussy instead of the Kung Fu Panda and there's no goddamn bears in it, you know... I'm sorry, motherfucker. You're going to get a storyline that's actually kind of fucking
it's a
entertaining.
Really good porno.
Yeah. Did you see the one where it's Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I love that one.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it sounds good.
There's no dog.
Like
there is no dog. Thank God. We're like watching the entire time. Like, when are they going to bring in the dog?
Which one of these guys is going to be fucking the dog?
Where does this come in? But the dog was never there.
Okay. Well, that kind of worked out in your favor,
Yeah, but watch high class, like high budget porn, just for the entertainment. Don't learn things from it.
You're
don't try to do any of those things on your boyfriend or girlfriend because they will probably get mad at you.
I don't know.
No, because there was one. It was a Batman parody that we had watched, and the one girl, she's like wearing a thong, and the people listening to this aren't going to be able to see. The guy basically takes. Like the front and the back pulls it tight and starts going back and forth like he's fucking sawing.
Is that on Max Hardcore?
Like flossing her?
Yeah, he was basically like flossing her badge.
God.
She was so into it. And I'm like,
can I tell you something?
Jeff, I was like, you ever do that to me, you're fucking dead.
Yeah. Can I tell you something though? I knew dancers that did that with their thongs, like would fucking seesaw their shit. And they just told me that they would just lube up the crotch areas really well. And it would just slide and didn't even provide any abrasion.
Maybe, but that's something, you know, behind the scenes. Just watching it, though, you're not going to know.
Yeah, make no mistake. I pity that 15-year-old girl whose 17-year-old boyfriend's like, dude, I watched this movie last night. Watch, check this shit out, you know? And he doesn't lube it up.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I pity that, but...
Don't... Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
But really, they're fun. Good porn is fun. It needs
it
to
is.
Be fun.
It is. It's just
you just have to take it at entertainment face value.
Yeah.
Don't watch the 50 Shades of Grey one though. It's the most
really
boring
sucked.
Fucking porn
really
on the
really?
Planet. It's terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
I'll give it to you if you guys want to watch it. It's bad.
Have you seen the Pirates one?
No.
The Pirates one is like a 2.5 hour.
Yeah, it's fucking like epic porn. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. They had like a it's crazy absurd. Like real movie budget.
What was the name of it?
Pirates.
We cannot. Oh. We have a copy. We cannot let you borrow it if you're interested.
Think way back in the day, I'm trying to think of what the hell the name of it was. It was Deep Jenna Throat. Jameson was in it. So it actually sucked.
It wasn't Jenna Jameson's not in Pirates.
I've never really been a big fan of hers, but
I think
I saw
a Jenna Jameson one. It was called Seder. That was like a super high budget. There was like a guy dressed up like
was a Seder.
I don't even remember. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with him.
I just like his accent and like who he's like, I love your ass too much. I love your ass too much. And it's like so fucking, like the way he talks to people is so like childlike. But dirty at the same exact time.
Have you ever seen the movie... Oh, shit, I'm going to forget what it's called now.
Regardless, Rocco kind of makes me think of the scene in Big Lebowski when they're actually showing log jamming.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, I'm here to fix on the cable.
Yes.
And she comes in and she says, well, right there is the TV. And he walks over and he's looking at it. And the roommate walks out and she's naked, you know. Yeah. And she's like, oh, he must be here to fix the cable. So, and the question is asked, you or not even asked, but she's, you know, Maude Lebowski. Uh-huh. She says, you can imagine what happens next. And he says, he fixes the cable.
But no, it's a French film called Anatomy of Hell. It's actually really good, and it's got some pretty, like, explicit sex scenes in it.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was made by Catherine Brûlé, who's very well known, I guess, in Europe for her explicit movies. I don't know. It was actually really good. Interesting story.
Not as good as Deep Throat. Deep Throat's got the best story.
Deeper
ever.
Than deep your throat.
That's so awesome. There was a movie back when I was in high school that we actually, we didn't have to break into the room, but I was part of a two-guy team that was painting a mural on the wall, and I was watching this porn on the VCR that was in the room. Because not every room had a VCR and a TV in it, but this one did. And it was called Springtime in the Rockies. And, yeah. That was actually the first porno I ever got to watch.
Huh.
It was awesome.
Mine was one I accidentally found when I was, like, 10 at my friend's house.
Oh, shit.
It's called Madam X.
Mm. Mm.
See, I was big on the publications early on. It was nice because I could take them with everywhere.
Are you sure my first was on the internet? I don't know.
Anybody want to take a guess what mine was?
Playboy.
No, the
Debbie Does Dallas.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic, though.
I'm a genius.
It's a classic, dude.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
You know how probably back closer to your generation, younger boys would, like, hide Playboys and stuff in, like, the woods for other boys? Well, apparently now the thing is to write porn websites on the insides of porta-potties. Because Jeff and I were at a wedding in New Berlin last weekend, and he took Morgan to use the porta-potty because it was in, like, a fucking park. And just, like, all over, like, inside the porta-potty was, like, porn websites.
Oh, wow.
He's like, nice. It's the modern-day equivalent of leaving a fucking Playboy in the woods.
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
That's
well, either way. This was all fun, but we digressed.
I'm
sorry I couldn't keep us on track. I was trying to create some type of bridge between men and women. I failed miserably, which is exactly why I'm never going to be a fucking podcast host. You ever know?
No, it's fine.
It would have been fine if I could have sat here for an hour and talked about fucking Transformers or drag racing or bicycles.
I think it just kind of reinforces that we're different, but we're not that fucking different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't think so. You know? Not really, anyway. Minor nuance differences and shit.
Yeah.
Deep down inside, I think that's just it. That's the thing that binds everybody.
Everybody takes something different away from every experience they have, and that shapes who they are and how they react to things.
I wonder why it is that a lot of people can't figure that one out, though.
People just don't evaluate themselves.
Eh, who knows? That's next episode, fuckers. For that, I'm AJ. I'm signing out. I'm going to let the ladies take over from here, and they're all just going to say bye-bye and fart in your nose, and that's going to be that. Later.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Thanks, AJ.
Yeah, thanks for the lovely outro.
Yeah, sure.
We'll go with that. So, yeah, thanks for listening to episode 6. We were going to try to have, I don't know,
men versus women discussion kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
and then it just turned into porn and sex. Well, I'm okay with that.
And that proves that there is no real difference. We're all
deep down at the heart of it. We all just like fucking.
Yep, pretty much.
Because we're monkeys.
Oh, he's back. True.
I had to add, we're monkeys, we're animals. All right, we don't walk around fucking scratching our armpits while we walk and shit. Well, some of us do. But we're still animals, and that's why.
Yeah.
And procreation, the act of procreation, is what we are driven to do. And since there's so goddamn many of us, that's why it's important for, what's it called? Birth control to be around.
Wrap it up.
You know, rational, sensible use of the power that we have to generate life. I like how I said that. Bye.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.